Station Space, Slot Shot Radio.
Oof, enough raving? good afternoon, and you are listening to Geeks in Space, otherwise known as Slashdot Radio, otherwise known as a bunch of schmucks who sit in a room and babble. Introductions, I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Jeff Hemos Bates.
I'm Robin, Rob Limo Miller.
I'm in Michigan, oh no.
We've actually got him in here as a special guest this week.
Scary. We're keeping him in a small box.
No, actually we're keeping Nate in a small box.
These guys are sitting in the nice chairs, but I'm sitting on the straight back wooden chair.
Hey, yeah, right. I don't even have a back.
Yeah, but you have a guitar.
All right, fair enough. this is Slashdot Radio. We're broadcasting to you live today, actually, from the front bedroom in my house, mainly because we didn't think ahead in advance to think of a creative and witty place for us to broadcast.
Actually, the odd part is that it's the front bedroom in his house, but we've sunk it 2.5 kilometers under the Mediterranean.
Yeah, the thing is that if we open the front door, we're all going to drown.
And the Klingon costumes do add a nice touch.
Well, you know, I thought so. I really like that. I think next week I'm going to dress like Yoda.
What is it that you haven't lived until you've heard Shakespeare in the original Klingon? Is that how the line works? I don't remember how that works.
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
That's right. You might expose too much about your national heritage.
And as my wife realized, is she has pointed ears. Really? She does.
Fair enough. Nothing wrong with
it. First generation.
Is it Elvin or is it Klingon?
Rather Spock-like. Vulcan. Remember, we're a lot older than you guys, so we grew up on the original Star Trek.
You mean like with
Bill?
You know, they show Star Trek on the Sci-Fi Channel every night at 7, and I've been watching. I'd probably seen like 20 episodes before, and now I've seen most of them, and my God, I can't believe this show started a franchise. It's I like it, but oh, it's cheesy.
It is cheesy.
You just said you like it because you don't want flame mail.
I know. I hate Bill. I think that Shatner's annoying.
But he has a nice toupee. Nice toupee.
That's right.
Yes. Better than Peter Cummings.
I like how he falls in love, or all these women fall, and like every episode is just like this mega godlike superpower, and I don't know.
But wait, this is again the old guy thing. I never met a woman who actually thought he was sexy. All the women I ever knew, and girls, you know, when we were not that old, they wanted Spock.
See, I don't know any women.
Well, we can introduce you to one.
So, what do we got on the agenda this week on Slashdot, that thing that we talk about?
Yeah, well, let's see. There's moderation. We have giant underwater telescopes.
Giant underwater telescopes.
I am always up for giant underwater telescopes.
From the bottom of the Mediterranean, you need a giant underwater telescope.
You do.
Because you want to know if anybody's, like, swimming up top and they're peeing.
Yeah, well, no, that really isn't the purpose behind it. Let's see. We've also got IBM releasing a Red Hat Linux-compatible computer. Just kidding. It's not really compatible, but we want to say it is.
But it's as compatible as a VAIO, right?
Except that they're trying to get certified. And they're trying to, like, get certification for a machine that's modem doesn't work.
My Acer works.
And it was, in 1992?
I bought the Acer used for $400, man. It works.
Well, okay. There you go.
It's a 486,
yeah,
too.
Well,
I've got 6.0. Red Hat on.
Now, they're trying to get certification. The modem doesn't work. It's a little bit amusing.
They claim they're going to take steps towards making the modem compatible.
Mm-hmm. Steps. Personally, if they just released a freaking Wind modem driver, all right, I'd be a little happy there because, you know, we do have these VIOs sitting around that don't have working modems. So if they, like, wanted to give something back, hey,
well, wait.
Actual odds...
These are actually their, I'm trying to remember.
They got a weird chipset. Nobody really knows.
Yeah.
You can bypass the onboard modem. Remember, I'm the...
Just use PC and CIA. It's all right.
But yeah, I can get those card modems for $40, man. But they work.
Yeah, but it there's something about having that slot right in your computer with no dongle and with no mess. I don't know. That's the one thing that I do like about the VIOs is the built-in Ethernet. If they just didn't have a dongle, it'd be great. I mean, I only have one PCMCI slot, but it's all right if you got built-in Ether.
You know where I'm going next, don't you? My next
you're going to tell
the
us
the moon?
No, I mean on the laptop front. My next one is radio modem. Yes, we now have it working in Linux. So I need nothing. I can buy a motorhome and just be anywhere.
Except a place with bad reception.
Well, you know.
Never mind bad reception. What else do we got on the list?
Let's see. Well, Mandrake 6-1 was supposedly out and then wasn't out. So they're still doing beta
stuff
right now.
Here I am.
No,
I'm not. Here I am.
No, I'm not.
Here I am.
No, I'm not.
But Hurricane Floyd...
getting some people wet.
Yeah, is getting some people wet right now. There is a cam, actually, that is watching it. I'm going to check the cam out a moment to see if the hurricane has made groundfall. There have been some fairly amusing different names for it, like Hurricane Hissy Fit, Hurricane Warrior Princess, Hurricane Slash Dot Effect. These all come courtesy of Ian M. Banks, by the way. But the really terrible part is they've got this hurricane coming in, and all the buildings that the space shuttles are stored in are rated for about 105 miles an hour. The hurricane's going about 150 miles an hour. So it's going to be an interesting situation to see if we manage to lose all four of our space shuttles.
Fortunately, we're safe deep below the Mediterranean.
Yes. Well, you know, down here we just have to worry about, you know, volcanoes or something.
They could set
like
up a
that.
Nuclear bomb right above us. And,
isn't there
whatever.
There's also the good point. Wouldn't this be the loss of the space shuttles be a real big boost for, like, the Lockheed Martin single stage to orbit? You know, the little Jeep popper, you know, little square dude?
Probably, yeah. Probably. But I would just assume not because, well, you know, Congress keeps trying to cut NASA's budget. And they did by about, you know, 15%. So I think if these go, we'll never get into space again.
If we cut NASA's budget, then when the asteroid comes and hits the Earth, we're not going to be able to have the technology to send Bruce Willis.
No, we still have Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Well, Bruce Willis actually has a orbiter built into him.
Also, you know, on a more serious note, sort of serious, where I live is so close to NASA and to Washington, D.C., that when people everywhere else say, oh, boy, tax cut, tax cut, we say, oh, no! They are! You know, I have friends who work at NASA, the computer guys. Hi, Morty. You know?
Yeah. Out with the job. Hiring freezes the whole deal. You want to explain moderation? I love listening to Rob explain moderation.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Oh, you know what? People really... He loves it if you email him and ask about your karma. Email Rob.
I've written a very nice form letter now that goes, if you ask me about your karma, you get a very nice form letter. I don't think I call you names in this one, in this version. One of the early versions, I think you were referred to as a bloated ninny blemish on the face of the earth. But that's been revised out at the advice of you know, my friends who don't want to see me stalked at late at night by men with shotguns.
Mean other people? I hate the competition.
That's right. This is an idea for the moderation system that I've been toying with, and there's a feature on Slashdot. Probably by the time you hear this, probably way past by the time you hear this, that kind of explains the idea. And the idea is essentially to give moderator access to five times as many people, but when you actually see the moderator controls, only actually have the moderator controls displayed on one out of five comments. So we have the same total number of people actually having moderator access as when you factor it all out, except that the actual odds of Mr. Bad Moderator person having access to moderate an article that he has a specific agenda on, and that's really what we're trying to prevent here, is somebody trying to go in and push their agenda. You can see it occasionally in the moderator logs, where some guy will go in and there is a story about X, and he goes in and moderates everything that's in one direction up, or everything in one direction down, because this is his agenda, and for no other reason other than that. And that's kind of the thing I'm trying to prevent. The M2 stuff actually seems to be working, as far as taking that. We knock a lot of moderators. A lot of people seem to have lost moderator access, and I've been going through the logs, and it looks like most of them deserved it. But some of them didn't, so, you know, it's not 100% success, but whatever, you know, we're doing our best. We'll figure it out in the end.
But isn't anybody, whatever you do, isn't somebody going
to
be mad?
That's right. I'm used to that. And as always, if you don't like it, you can turn it off. Ha ha ha. So don't complain. Anyway, I'm soliciting suggestions on that, specifically post comments in that and the feature when you read it. There's a lot more to it than what I just described. I've explained a few other issues. It's an interesting system. I don't know if I actually will implement it. I might just try it for a week. I think it'll be fun. And it's like a really easy change, as opposed to most of my ideas, which are like, ooh, let's spend a week coding that. This is more like a, ooh, let's add three lines of code and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I said that without
server
reading.
Load, and then
right, and then the SQL server blows up, and I spend three consecutive days not sleeping and eating nothing but granola bars.
But I want it to be known that I told him he doesn't have to do this right away.
Right.
and that he's tomorrow. Just obsessive compulsive.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Tonight. And when this broadcast is done, Neil, hit the stop button so that I can go do it right now.
And he salutes. Now! He salutes again.
Hurry! Hurry! I got a red cum code!
Right. So the other neat thing is there's a proposal right now to build a underwater telescope adjacent to where your room is, actually. About
Right outside my bedroom window.
Yeah, 2.5 kilometers under the Mediterranean to study neutrinos and cosmic rays, because at that point you can use the mass of the Earth. So the cosmic rays come through, and muons are liberated by the neutrinos, and you can test that. And you can basically figure out all the vast amount of stuff we don't know about cosmic rays. So I am all for underwater telescopes.
I have one question.
Yes.
Will we have to take off the Klingon masks to see the monitors?
No. We can keep the masks on. It'll be cool.
Okay.
I'm going to have special visual implants put into the masks themselves. So we won't see outside. It'll just be small video screens.
When will these be for sale for the general / not public?
Oh, let's see. I think
your
Copy Left is going to be featuring them next week.
Your very own 2.5 mile underwater neutrino telescope with matching Klingon mask.
No. Just the access. Just the mask and the telnet. You know, it'll be SSH, but you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think Copy Left will start selling them next week, which means they should ship sometime around the year 2058.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
That's appropriate.
Put me on the list.
It's going to be a long list.
Got it.
But I'm here, man.
That's right.
I'm number one.
We're first. I'm number one, number two, and number three. Nobody else. We only manufacture four. Did we have anything else really relevant or interesting to say, or are we just not really interesting?
I don't think so.
We didn't really have anything relevant or interesting to say when we started, but that didn't stop us.
This is true.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Next week we'll have Chris DeBona.
Yeah, I think we're getting Chris DeBona of VA Linux Systems fame, also from Linux International. And just an all-around nice guy. I think he's going to be in the studio with us.
In the studio?
This is the studio, otherwise known as the bedroom with cables strung all over the walls.
Or the bedroom with bad acoustics,
right.
All depending on what you're trying
the
to
bedroom
do.
With
it's
really
not bad. 3 amps in sight, 3 guitars, you know, it's not too bad.
It's all right.
A nice keyboard. I mean, 4 amps, excuse me.
It looks like a real studio, except that, our equipment is not quite real.
Well, it's just in a casual... The casual experimenters studio.
That's right.
It's the Philip Glass of studios.
happy.
Everybody happy.
Oh, that's enough. We should
I'm
not
just sitting
be doing
out
that.
On this one.
sign us out, Mr. Potter. Catch you guys next week.